Corliss Gray couldn't be happier that construction vehicles will soon start rumbling and beeping across the street from her home. To Gray's ears, it'll sound like sweet music.
The whole neighborhood is going to feel it. They don't realize, but once that new complex gets built, people will be pleased.
Gray, a longtime Philadelphia Housing Authority resident, is also overjoyed that the agency's waiting list will shrink a bit. It currently has more than 100,000 names.
We need them 55 units. We need every little house we can get.
PHA closed the 1950s-era high-rise at West Queen Lane in Pulaski nearly 3 years ago to make way for the new development. The discovery of a potter's field beneath the site, however, changed everything. The 18th-century burial ground, created, according to historians, for, quote, strangers, Negroes, and mulattoes, added a complex layer to a historical review that had to be completed before the building could be demolished. At the request of residents, PHA agreed to build around the cemetery and paid for two archaeological surveys, costing at least $1 million to pinpoint its boundaries. The stuck project broke loose in late February when PHA, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, neighbors, and other stakeholders signed a so-called programmatic agreement that calls for ensuring none of the new buildings will cover the Potter's Field location. HUD could now give PHA the green light to prepare for demolition.
It came as a relief for us.
That's PHA's executive director, Kelvin Jeremiah.
Our first goal was to redevelop the site, and it was one hurdle that I think we needed to overcome.
Jeremiah says the agency came incredibly close to simply gutting and renovating the existing building.
For 3 years, we had an asset that was non-performing. We weren't receiving any income in terms of rents. The building remained vacant.
Nearby neighbor Kristen Haskins-Sims, who helped fight to preserve the Potter's Field, says she's glad the agency will implode the tower. She's praying that the new development represents the start of a more positive chapter for Queen Lane Apartments and the still struggling blocks that surround it.
It casts a shadow, I mean, physically and mentally and emotionally, and I think for that to come down, it'll just be a huge weight that's lifted off the community.
The nearly 60-year-old building had a long history of crime, drug dealing, and even shootings. Demolition is scheduled for October. Construction is expected to last a year. The legal agreement demands work will stop temporarily if any additional historic resources are found during the project. To date, no human remains have been discovered, and nothing has indicated that the cemetery is bigger than the roughly 2-acre plot found on historic maps. A plaque or historic marker will designate the Potter's Field portion of the site. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.